Thank you. Open your ear balls. You are listening to the Unblinking Ear Podcast, the clatter that matters. Heard at theunblinkingear.blogspot.com and available for free subscription via the iTunes Store. My name is Paul Bruno, your host and curator. Got a whole bunch of new music for you. Just played a very short set. Well, song-wise, our usual six songs to open the set, but some very short songs in there. Let me tell you what they were. We just heard from Andy Human and the Reptoids with Eye to Eye. That's from their self-titled album, which is out next week on the SS label. A little early preview here. Happened to get my hands on a copy a little bit early. I'm glad I did. Pretty great record. Second LP from them, or maybe the first record, which is billed as being from Andy Human. And Andy Human is Andy Jordan. He of Cuts and Time Flies. And this new record is pretty fantastic. Very, very impressed with it. Though I'd recommend you go check it out. Before that, we heard from Useless Eaters with Addicted to the Blade. That's from a new collection called Singles, 2011 to 2014. That's out now on the Slovenly label. That song originally from a 2012 7-inch on the Tic Tac Totally label. And I believe that song also wound up on one of their LPs, but it's a different version, if I'm not mistaken. Useless Eaters is, of course, Seth Sutton, who is also in POW, which I was not aware of. And, they've got a new album out that I've got to check out very soon. Prior to that, The Bronx with Tele K Killing. That's from the collection Punk 45 Extermination Nights in the Sixth City, Cleveland, Ohio. Punk and the Decline of the Midwest, 1975-82. That's a mouthful. That's out on the Soul Jazz label, part of the Soul Jazz Punk 45 series. And put out three volumes of that last year. It was US Punk, UK Punk, and Proto Punk. And they've just released two new volumes, both Ohio. Concentrated on Ohio. One is, which I played a couple editions of the podcast ago, one about Akron, Ohio. This one on Cleveland. And, yeah, overdue that we got some Ohio punk rock anthologies. In addition to The Bronx, we've also got tracks here from The Pagans, Perubu, Electric Eels, Mirrors, X-Blank X, Rock from the Tombs, many more. So you want to get a quick education on Cleveland punk rock in the 70s and early 80s, I recommend you check this record out. Before that, Housewives with Brownout. That's from a new split 7-inch with Os Mutants. Just came out on the Total Punk label. They are already sold out of it less than a month ago, and they are gone. Only 3 weeks ago, but I think you can still find them in certain stores and distros, but Total Punk is out of them. Housewives, hail from Sydney, Australia, released two 7-inches thus far. This, I guess, is their third. And, the Us Mutants side is pretty great as well, but I want to play the Housewives because Us Mutants, pretty prolific. I feel like I always have opportunity to play them on the podcast. So give Housewives a chance here. I love their two 7-inches. Love this one too. Speaking of prolific, before that we heard from Spray Paint with Entry Level Human from their new album, Punters on a Barge, out now on the Homeless label. Just came out this week. And, yeah, it's funny. Spray Paint putting out records on the Australian label, Housewives, and Os Mutants putting out records on the American label. Big cross-pollination here. Anyway, Spray Paint, hail from Austin. This is their fourth LP. Last one only came out about 9 months ago. So, yeah, they're keeping it pretty prolific. And, I'm happy about that. Always good to hear new stuff from Spray Paint. One of the finer bands in rock and roll today. And at the top of the set, yet another prolific band, The OCs, with Rogue Planet from their new album, Mutilator Defeated at Last. That's out now on the Castleface label. And they've only put out one album this year so far, so And they only put out one album last year, so maybe they're slowing up a little bit to a album a year pace. But I don't know. I think that's more than enough. Not that I wouldn't take more. I certainly would, but one a year, can't really ask for more than that, can you? All right, that's it for that set. Let's get back to the music. We've got something right now, a new release from Unblinking Ear Records. Ooh, exciting. Some of you may have heard Big Quiet played a song from their new, their debut cassette. A couple months ago. And a song from that cassette we here at Unblinking Ear Records are releasing on the 7-inch vinyl format. It's available for pre-order now. I'll tell you right now. You can get it at unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com. Pre-order will be shipping in a couple weeks. And it's called Maura and Dana, and I hope you enjoy it. Here it is, Big Quiet on the Unblinking Ear Podcast.
I'm not afraid.
Heard from Slum of Legs with Doll Like. That's a new 7-inch on the Tough Enough label, which is the label division of the Riots Not Diets feminist collective. Second 7-inch from this Brighton band, and pretty great post-punk there. And I'll just read this verbatim. Tough Enough is the record label spawned by Riots Not Diets, Brighton-based queer / riot girl / DIY night. So there you go. And to check out a lot of this stuff on Tough Enough and Riots Not Die. It's really good stuff happening over there. Part of that, we heard from Mourn with Gertrudis Get Through This. That's from a new 7-inch on Captured Tracks. Mourn hail from Barcelona, Spain. I believe they are teenagers. Very, very young. They put out a record in Spain, I think last year, reissued by Captured Tracks, and got this fantastic new single. So, one of those songs I just stumbled on. I was listening to something on SoundCloud, and that song just came up, so thought it was great. So the algorithm paid off this time, which is, I don't know. Usually I have no faith in algorithms, but this time it did right by me. Before that, Honey Radar with Stuttering Tap Rooms. That's from the 12-inch Chain Smoking on Easter, released on the Third Uncle label. Cassettes released on the Treetop Sorbet label. That came out last year. I've been meaning to play that for a while, and just got a promo copy, so reminded me. Like, oh, yeah, I should play that. Honey Radar hail from Richmond, Indiana, but I believe they are now located in Philly. Prior to that, The Stones. No, not the Rolling Stones, just The Stones. Well, I like the Rolling Stones plenty, too. We heard Something New, which ironically is something old. It's from a collection called Three Blind Mice. Also out on Captured Tracks, co-released with Flying Nun. No, Captured Tracks is not giving me payola to play these records, but I'd gladly accept it if they wanted to. The Stones hail from Dunedin, New Zealand. We're part of that Dunedin double comp. Also put out a 12-inch, and they are both collected here, along with, I think, a single or comp track or something like that. Part of Captured Tracks. You know, what's the word I'm looking for? Part of their mission to give every New Zealand band of the 80s their own anthology. And I am all for that. No problems with that whatsoever. At the top of the set, new on Unblinking Ear Records, we heard from Big Quiet with Maura and Dana. That's from a 7-inch that will be out in about 2 weeks. A little less. You can pre-order it now at unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com. You can also download it. Both songs, just $1. If you just want to download both tunes. And their record release show coming up on July 17th at the Pine Box Rock Shop in Brooklyn. So come on out to that if you are so inclined. Also be playing will be Sunshine in the Rain, My Teenage Stride, and Real Numbers from Minneapolis. Pretty exciting stuff. Yeah, that's about it for this edition of the podcast. I'll remind you, you can follow me on Twitter at Unblinking Ear. You can always rate and review the podcast on iTunes, in the iTunes store. And of course, head on over to unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com. You can pick up that Big Quiet 7-inch. You can pick up the Swivs and Herbivore cassettes, or just buy downloads of them, whatever you want to do. And, the Serious Rockers comp out of print. But you can always buy a dubbed cassette version, and it's still available for download. And if you have purchased those, review, always appreciate it if you want to review those on Bandcamp. And, alright, I think that's about it. I'm going to leave you here with something from Yako Gardner, which is, I'm pretty sure you say his name, not Jocko, I believe it's Yako. He's got a new album out on Polyvinyl called Hypnophobia, second LP from this Dutch multi-instrumentalist. We're going to hear something from it right now to close us out. Here is Yako Gardner with Find Yourself. Thanks for listening, everybody.